State leaders on Governor Ron DeSantis' Reopen Florida task force have set a goal for the group, providing parameters to businesses and school districts that would be prerequisites for reopening. Three work groups representing different economic sectors met Wednesday, representing a vast array of different types of businesses. One covered education, manufacturing, mining, and utilities. Another, food, tourism, and retail. The call concerning agriculture, healthcare, finance, and other industries was cut short by technical difficulties, but across all the varied industries, House Speaker Jose Oliva says universal rules are needed.
Here's what we have to understand. We don't have a collective society. We don't have a central planned society. And so what we have to do, both in education and in business, is set forth a set of parameters. When those parameters are in place, people will be able to adjust to them, and if their business model works, it will work, and if it doesn't work, it will not work. But the parameters are the most important.
Those guidelines will have to be developed with input from medical professionals, a handful of which are on one of the Reopen Florida Task Force's work groups. Oliva described what determinations need to be made.
If we say to people, here are your requirements, the same way we do building codes, you can figure out this, people have to be this far apart. And if they're coming closer than that, they have to have this protective gear. And if you have those things, God bless you, you're ready to go to business. Then we can open up for business.
Attorney General Ashley Moody is calling for the same type of statewide guidelines born out of conversations between business executives and doctors.
Using those business industry experts and the medical professionals as a resource in those subgroups, if we can get specific recommendations to our executive committee, that will help us formulate a very clear path and recommend that to the governors.
A Quinnipiac University poll conducted last week surveyed just under 1,400 Florida voters, 76% of which said the state's economy shouldn't reopen until deemed safe by public health officials. State Education Commissioner Richard Corcoran wants definitive rules to give educators and all employees of school districts.
You open up and you have a classroom. You know, and what's our space capacity, keeping kids 6 feet apart? Our lunches given, you know, in the classroom as opposed to having too many kids in a cafeteria? All that specific instruction that you guys were talking about on the first part of the call, we want to give that specific instruction to our education community.
Governor Ron DeSantis, asked about the state drawing up a set of guidelines, suggested the process could involve professional licensing boards.
You know, I've told my folks we need to get the doctors to talk with some of the licensing boards like cosmetology, barber, and all this stuff to figure out, okay, what's the contact like? How can you reduce the contacts? And I think there's a path forward for a lot of this stuff.
Midway through the task force's meetings, scheduled to go through this Friday, DeSantis says he's been impressed with the ideas coming from the group so far. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.